Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on yesterday, and the governor was in town in the morning along with the Secretary of Commerce, celebrating along with the community the groundbreaking for the Sports of the World Complex. So, as you know, the Sports of the World Complex is Garden City's Star Bond project. GC Investments, Inc., Mr. Cecil Obright and Mr. Amrose Sammy are principal investors behind that. They are building a multi-sports complex, indoor complex that includes a jump park and a restaurant, an outdoor entertainment area as well. The state of Kansas has approved issuing a little over $24 million in sales tax and revenue bonds, which that's where the acronym STAR comes from. Those bonds are repaid by the state's portion of the sales tax and the unobligated portion of the city's sales tax within a district, and that district really includes Shulman Crossing, Stone Creek Development. So there was a baseline level set in December 2014 of the sales that were over in that area. So by that time, Menards had already been open for a couple months. Some of the Phase 2 inline had been open. And so it's kind of new sales above and beyond when that district's created will be a revenue stream for paying off those bonds. Total estimated price of the facility being constructed is between $35 and $40 million. So there's quite a bit of private investment and I believe philanthropy built into this project as well. We're excited about it. It's a great partnership between the state, local government, all of the partners in our community that have been involved not just in the Star Bond, but in the development of that sort of new destination area east of the bypass here in Garden City. The other taxing entities, for sure, the school district, the college, and Finney County, but then also Finney County Economic Development, who played a huge role in keeping this Star Bond project alive and really maturing the Sporting Kansas City Star Bond concept that early on was what we were working with. But then when that project sort of became derailed or we knew we weren't probably moving forward with them, that the Finney County Economic Development was able to keep the concept of a multi-sports destination alive until new private investment came along, and that was a big moment, kind of a big partner in making all this happen. Certainly, all along with all of what's gone over there, the Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Vision Inc., Finney County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and so many many other individuals and groups have been enthusiastic, have been supportive, have joined into the what feels almost like a company line, but there's so much more intensity and passion behind it, and that, you know, hey, this community does great things because we all kind of pull in the same direction, and it takes all of those people doing that to make these types of things happen. So it was a good day to celebrate that.